get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer and I'm your co-host. Today I'm super excited to have James Swanick as our guest. James is an Australian-American investor, entrepreneur, speaker, former SportsCenter anchor on ESPN, and host of the James Swanick Show podcast. He is creator of the blue light blocking glasses, Swannies, which I'm actually wearing as we speak, from Swanick Sleep, which helps people sleep better, and the 30-day no alcohol challenge, which helps people reduce or quit alcohol. Forbes magazine voted him one of the top 25 networking experts, and Swanick has interviewed celebrities including Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Kobe Bryant, David Beckham, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. As I said prior to recording, James, I got your Swannies in a quarterly Dave Asprey box. Absolutely love them. I wear them whenever I'm in front of a computer screen, whenever I'm in front of a TV. I took a picture of my son and me wearing them, posted it on Instagram, and lo and behold, you're on the podcast today. So I'm really happy for you being here today.
Well, thank you, Noah, and thank you for your support. I'm glad that you enjoyed the Swannies.
Yeah, so obviously that's where I want to start. But prior to that, I'm going to ask the question I ask everybody and all our guests. James, what's your story? How did James Swanick become the James I'm speaking with today and the audience is listening to today?
Yeah, well, I'm a funny talker, which means I grew up in Australia, as you can tell from my accent. Grew up in Brisbane, Australia. I became a newspaper reporter right out of high school for about 6 years. And then in 1999, I moved to London for 4 years, where I was a sports journalist there for Sky Sports, which is kind of like the British version of Fox Sports. I did something very stupid, and I fell in love with a British woman, Noah, who ended up breaking my heart, broke up with me. And I was so upset at that relationship breakdown that I was like, you know what, I got to flee the country. I'm going to America. I don't know what's there for me, but I'm just going to turn up and see what happens. And I literally flew into Los Angeles Airport in 2002. I didn't know whether I was going to turn left or right out of the airport, and I ended up living in the Hermosa Beach Hostel in a bunk bed with about 15 other snoring backpackers paying $15 a night, working on a job site with some other illegal immigrants and earning cash under the table while I kind of like found my way. And I figured out that I really wanted to live in America long term. So I figured out how to get a work visa. I started interviewing movie stars. I started a PR company. I lost that PR company in 2008 when the financial crisis came. So I kind of failed as an entrepreneur at my first go. Quit drinking in 2010. Created a program called 30 Day No Alcohol Challenge, which helps people reduce or quit alcohol. And then now I help people sleep better. And now in my second go as an entrepreneur, I'm doing a lot better than I did in my first go in 2008. Yeah, I live in Los Angeles, California. Love it, and very health conscious. And yeah, I think that's a pretty decent overview, I think.
That's great. Now, I have to ask you this because I'm a huge sports fan, huge SportsCenter fan. How was it working on SportsCenter? What is that job like?
You know, it was great. I'd always dreamed of hosting a TV show when I was a little kid. And in 2010, I got an opportunity to audition and ultimately get a job as an anchor on SportsCenter on ESPN from 2010 through 2012. And it was amazing. I got to interview people like Kobe Bryant and David Beckham and hung out with Magic Johnson in the ESPN cafeteria in a few nights. And you know, it was a dream come true. I had no TV experience, but I kind of auditioned and took a shot and you know, got to watch sport and talk about sport all day. It was pretty cool for the 2 years that I did it, Noah.
That's cool. Now, you talked about being a failed entrepreneur and now a successful entrepreneur. I'd love to talk to you about better sleep, blue light, your product or glasses called Swannies. What are they? How do they work? I'd love to hear about it. I'd love for our audience to hear more about them.
Yeah, so So blue light blocking glasses essentially have an orange lens which blocks the artificial blue light that is emitted from your cell phone, from your TV screen, from your computer screen, from the light in your bathroom or your kitchen. There's too much light at night, and all of that light at night is hitting our pituitary gland and preventing our body from creating melatonin. And melatonin is what we need to fall asleep, to sleep deeply, and then to ultimately wake up feeling nice and refreshed. So if you or your listeners have a problem falling asleep, or you toss and turn in the night, or you wake up feeling tired even if you've had 7 or 8 hours sleep, it could be because you're exposing yourself to too much light at night. It could be because you're lying in bed, you know, sifting through Instagram or checking email. It might be because you're up watching Game of Thrones on HBO on a Sunday night just before you go to sleep, and you're unknowingly disrupting your sleep patterns. So I created a stylish pair of blue light blocking glasses in 2015, which I call Swannies, and our sleep company, Swanic Sleep, sells them. And before I created those, you know, if you got a pair of blue light blocking glasses, Noah, they were pretty unsightly. They were pretty ugly. They kind of looked like those safety goggles that you might wear if you were mowing the lawn, or ballistic goggles if you might wear if you were going to a gun range or something. And so I'm just vain enough that, and I live in Hollywood, that in Los Angeles, that I wanted to look cool when I went out at night wearing them. So I created a stylish pair of blue light blocking glasses. And just to wrap this up, ultimately you wear these glasses about 60 minutes before you go to sleep each night. The orange lens blocks the blue light. Your body can create melatonin. Therefore, you fall asleep easier, you sleep deeper, and you wake up feeling refreshed.
Yeah, that's a great summary. I got to tell you two examples for me. First, 2 years ago, I got LASIK surgery on my eyes to correct my nearsightedness, and I stopped wearing regular glasses. And up until that point, I never had any kind of blue light blocking lenses. But after that surgery, I could not be in front of a computer for any length of time. Now, I'm a chiropractor, and I'm all over the place, running up and down, seeing patients all day, but a good portion of my day is in front of the computer. And that's when I was absolutely forced to get, like you said, these ugly blue light blocking lenses. And they worked, and they did the job. But I was totally... What are you going to say, James?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that's great that they worked. That's terrific.
Yeah. I mean, it got rid of my migraine headaches immediately. I was able to get back to the computer. The surgery was successful. But they were not very attractive. They were pretty ugly. And when I got that Asprey box and I got your Swanee, that kind of changed things. I got pairs for my kids, and they wear them. I got to bug them a little about wearing them, but it's a crucial part to me continuously trying to strive for better sleep. I'm not a good sleeper. These definitely have changed and improved my sleep dramatically. The other example, and we have a lot of parents who have kids out there. About a month ago, I was walking past my child's bedroom, one of my child's bedroom, about 10 o'clock at night, And I thought I saw a glow coming from his room, and I said, that can't be. And I went to the bathroom, walked out, and sure enough, he's under his covers with his cell phone, getting that blue light just blasting his eyes. And, you know, that's just terrible. And I see it in my office with young kids, and I'm sure you see it. And I think that's why you created Swanee's for young kids, because it's so detrimental to your health, to your sleep, and so much more.
Yeah, there's children are actually the most in danger of long-term damage to their eyes because as we age and we become adults, our eyes actually form more of a protective layering to that artificial blue light. In fact, it's more of like kind of like a yellowy protective tinge that comes in our eyes against that artificial light. But kids, they haven't developed that natural protection yet, and so. If you're a parent listening to this and you're trying to distract your children and you give them an iPad and you say, go and watch the iPad, or you give them you turn the TV on and you let them, you know, sit only a few feet away from the TV screen and stare at the TV, you could actually be causing long term damage for your children. So children need need the most protection. But ironically, as iPads have come into the world, Noah, we all want to give our kids iPads now, right? It's a great way of distracting them if they're crying and we just want to shut them up. So here, use this iPad, go and watch some cartoons. But ultimately, you know, 10 years down the line, they may have eye problems. You know, you might be subjecting them unknowingly to a lifetime of eye issues, because kids love screens, right? They love Peppa Pig. They want to watch, you know, they love all that stuff, right? But, you know, unless you're protecting them with a pair of blue light blocking glasses, or you're limiting their exposure, like, you know, you could be causing them problems down the road.
Yeah, I'm firm believer in – well, first off, your eyes have some of the highest levels of mitochondria in your entire body. So if you're constantly just blasting your eyes with artificial light, it's going to affect your mitochondria in your eyes. Secondly, you mentioned it, cataract surgeries and macular degeneration, they're all on a dramatic increase, and it's got to be because of the artificial lighting and the TVs, screens, cell phones, and I'm definitely going to avoid that in my life by wearing these glasses. I believe that's the best and safest way to avoid those things for certain.
I was actually just reading an article in the Weekend Australian magazine just this weekend, and they were saying that in Australia, the Department of Health recommends that electronic media use for entertainment for kids who are aged 5 to 17 be limited to a maximum of 2 hours per day. And they've also recommended no screen time for kids under 2 years old. So, you know, under two, they shouldn't be exposed to digital media at all. So this is how serious, you know, people are taking it now.
Yeah, I agree. Now, James, you have absolutely an incredible website. I love surfing through your website at www.jamesswanick.com. But if you go to your site and it's one of the first times you go, you get prompted to sign up for an incredible ebook. It's 7 Steps to Better Sleep. Do you mind going through some of these other steps better sleep? Great, thank you.
So a few things you can do. First thing in the morning when you wake up, the best thing you can do is go and expose yourself to natural sunlight. So ironically, we want to avoid as much light as possible at nighttime. But in the morning, first thing, we want to go outside. We want to let that vitamin D, we want to let that those sun rays hit our skin, because our skin have receptors in it, which basically tells your internal body clock, which is called your circadian rhythm, that it is daytime. Now, this is going to help you sleep later at night, because when your body understands, oh, okay, this is first thing in the morning, it's daytime, that means later on at night, your body's going to naturally start to produce melatonin to get you to fall asleep. The problem is that in today, if a lot of us wake up in the morning, we go and brush our teeth, we go to the bathroom, we have breakfast, we walk from our home to our car, so we're only in the light for maybe like 10 seconds. We then drive to an office. We walk from the car to the office, which might be a minute. We then go inside underneath these fluorescent lights all day. We don't get enough sun exposure. And so because of that, our circadian rhythm, our body clock is all messed up, and that makes it harder for us to fall asleep at night. So what I recommend is as soon as you wake up, try and go outside for just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Get out there and let that sun just hit your face, hit your skin, because that will help you sleep later on at night. So that's the first thing. Second thing, they've done these studies that have shown that people who exercise in the morning sleep better than people who exercise in the evening. And they think it's for a couple of reasons. One, people who exercise in the morning tend to exercise more regularly. And so just by being regular exercisers, that they get into a good routine, they're healthier, their circadian rhythm is in check more. The other thing is that if you exercise close to nighttime, your body temperature increases. And what they've shown is that the best body temperature, or the best temperature to sleep in, is 65 degrees Fahrenheit for optimum sleep. The warm, the higher your body temperature, the harder it is for you to sleep well. So morning exercise versus evening exercise has been proven to sleep better. And then a couple of other things, magnesium. If you spray or rub a little bit of magnesium on your muscles. These are a muscle relaxant, and that's also been proven to induce sleepiness. We're just about to actually bring out our own magnesium spray. You just literally spray it on the inside of your wrists, or you can put it on a big muscle group like your thighs or your buttocks, and within 30 minutes you should feel sleepier, and that'll help you fall asleep.
Great. I'll be looking forward to that. And you have on your site, you have an incredibly comfortable sleep mask as well, right? To make, you know, to really blacken the room when you're sleeping too, correct?
Yeah, we created this 100% pure silk sleep mask, and it's deliberately oversized. So you know when you go on a plane, like an overseas trip, they give you those really nasty little cotton eye mask things with the really tight straps, and they're kind of nasty and cheap. Well, I created one that's twice the size, so it gives you more the coverage. It's silk because silk doesn't mess with your skin. And I'm actually just reading recently that one of the biggest causes of people getting wrinkles, besides poor sleep, is when people who sleep on their front, they put their face up against cotton pillow slips. And apparently that act of doing that causes an increase in visible wrinkles on your face. So, but silk is very, very smooth on the skin. And so silk, a silk sleeping mask as opposed to a cotton one, is not going to give you those visible wrinkles.
You know what, James, I just realized, now I know why. On my bed, my wife's pillow is a silk pillow and I got a cotton pillow. Now, what does that say about my wife? That's a great tip. You know, we've for different projects we've done and for other podcast interviews, we've interviewed other sleep experts like Dr. Michael Bruce and Dr. Kirk.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, he's amazing.
He is just blown up in the sleep world. And we interviewed Dr. Kirk Parsley, who I'm sure you're aware of.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, Sleep Remedy. Yeah, he's great.
Absolutely. And, you know, they all of them, and you included, just, you know, say you cannot – no matter how well you eat, no matter how well you exercise, no matter how well your mental state is, if you're not sleeping right, it's impossible to reach a state of optimal health. It's just impossible.
Yeah, well, but not only that. I mean, I tell women in particular all the time, because women are obsessed with how they look, right? And society, rightly or wrongly, like, you know, it installs that kind of pressure. I always say to them, listen, stop spending all this money on all these fancy moisturizers that you're putting on your face. Just sleep better. Just like get your sleep in order, and you will literally reduce the noticeable signs of wrinkling. You'll slow down the aging process. Your skin will look lush and beautiful and smooth, and it will glow. You don't even need all those moisturizers. You just need to sleep well. And so, I mean, you can see it in people's faces, right? Like people wear how they feel on their faces. If they're tired and they're drawn out, then they look weathered in the face. But if someone's sleeping well and they're healthy, then they also wear it on their face. Their face is like, you know, it's glowing and it's supple and it's smooth. And it's so, you want to reduce the aging process. Ironically, you got to sleep better.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, my sleep went in the tubes once we had my two boys, and it's been an uphill battle getting my sleep back on track. But there's times when it's visible on my face and I'm exhausted because I just simply had a bad night's sleep. And when you're taking care of patients and doing what I do or doing what you do, a personality, it's not a good thing to look tired or look fatigued. In fact, it's a terrible thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how do your kids sleep? Do they have disruptive sleep patterns, or do they sleep pretty well?
You know, that's a great question, James. We've done some sleep testing on them in terms of different devices they use in their mouth to help them breathe through their nose and not be mouth sleepers. And for a little while there, they had a little bit disruptive sleep, but in general, they sleep well. And one of the reasons why they sleep so well is that when they go to bed, they go to bed. They don't go to bed with any kind of TVs on ever. Even though they have TVs in their bedroom, it's never on when they go to sleep, which is, I know, it's very common for many people. They wear Swannies when they're on their electronic devices, and we really honor their bedtime. Now, my kids are they're on break right now for Easter break, but they're doing a soccer camp. And, you know, you normally we'd let them stay up later, but they were in bed already by 8 o'clock, you know, so we really honor their sleep. We don't, you know, they're not up past, you know, we just honor their sleep. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of parents aren't doing that. And when kids don't sleep, kids are not getting their 10 hours of sleep. They're getting sick more chronic infections, poor grades in school, and it's just something that's really got to be have a lot of focus on for sure, and I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great that you've put the structure around sleep there for your kids, because you're instilling great habits in them early at an early age, and that'll just become second nature to them as they progress in life. Do they have the official kids Swannies, or have they got the original?
No, we have some of the originals, so I have to.
I'll send you a couple pairs of the kids range. Are they boys? They're two boys.
Yep. Yes.
So maybe I'll send a yellow and a blue so you can differentiate. If I send two of the same color, they might be fighting over whose is who. Yeah.
All right. That'll be great. I'll be sure to send over my address. That's a very nice offer. I appreciate it greatly. But it's really important. I talk to my patients about sleep all the time. That's why we've had a lot of sleep experts on our different programs, because we just find it so crucial. I have another topic I want to speak to you about. Is there any other sleep related topics or anything else you'd like to say about sleep, James?
Other than you know, the obvious, constant exercise, getting morning sunlight, putting magnesium spray, and blackening out your room, sleeping in 65 degrees, you know, cooling your room to that level, having silk, you know, silk pillow slip for comfort. I mean, all of those things combined. And then when it comes to electronics, listen, everyone can say, oh, okay, I'm going to switch off electronics before I go to bed. Rarely do people actually do it. You're one of the rare few that actually has instilled that in their kids, Noah. So if you are going to stay watching electronics, please do download the free app Flux on your computer. Yeah. It reduces the brightness level. If you've got an iPhone, you can use Night Shift, which is a mode which, again, reduces the brightness level of your phone at nighttime. If you're on a Samsung, you can use Twilight, which also reduces the brightness level. And then all those things will be great, but ultimately it's not going to stop you from looking at blue light from your kitchen light, your bathroom light, your bedroom light. So put on a pair of blue light blocking glasses, whether they're mine, you know, Swannies by Swanic Sleep, or whether you get some other brand. Just do that, because your sleep is one of the most important things that you'll that you need to focus on in your life.
Yeah, agree totally. I use both of those programs. Flux I've had on every one of my computers for years. Fantastic. I'm glad you brought that up. James, I'd like for you to briefly talk about the 30-day no alcohol challenge. That's fascinating to me. I don't drink much. I drink, but I don't drink much. I know you don't drink at all. But I'm interested in trying a 30-day no alcohol challenge just to try it.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Australia where social drinking is encouraged. In fact, it's part of the Australian culture, right? Where it's like, if you don't drink, there's something wrong with you. And you know, I was always just a social drinker. I was never an alcoholic, but by social drinker I meant I'd have a couple beers each night, or I might come home from work and I'd have a, you know, glass of wine or two on a Friday or Saturday night. I might go out and drink a little heavier. And on a Sunday, if the football was on, I might, you know, drink three beers and maybe a vodka soda. I never really was getting drunk. I mean, I got drunk a few occasions over my life, but it was just like, you know, the seemingly innocent glass of wine or two each night after work or out with friends. And I got to the age of 35 and I'd realized that I had, you know, I'd put on a bit of weight. I'd gone from 185 pounds up to 218 pounds in the space of about 18 months. And I realized it was just, you know, I was just drinking a little bit, and it was just all of the food, the crap food that I was eating because I was drinking. And, you know, I remember in 2010, I woke up in Austin, Texas. I was there for the South by Southwest Festival, and I had a hangover. I'd only drunk two gin and tonics the night before, but it was enough for me to have a hangover. And I looked in the mirror, and I was like, man, James, you look weathered. You look tired. There's some fat rolls, just a little bit of fat rolls that are, like, bouncing, coming over your belt. you know, you've let yourself go just a little bit, not a huge amount, but just a little bit. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to quit alcohol for 30 days and just see what happens and just see if I feel any better. And that's what I did, Noah. I quit for 30 days, and after 30 days, I'd lost 13 pounds of fat. My skin looked better. I slept better. I was more productive in my businesses. I realized I was spending time with a higher caliber of person. And I was single at the time, and I started meeting, you know, much more health-conscious women who were more positive than people that I women that I was spending time with when I was drinking. And you know, I just said, you know what, this feels so damn good. I'm just going to keep on going and see how long I can go. And I haven't drunk since. It's been 7 years now since I've touched a drop of alcohol, because the longer I went, the better I felt, and the greater experiences I had in my health and in my relationships, more clarity and focus I got. And then later on, after I'd got all these experiences, I actually created a program called 30 Day No Alcohol Challenge. And now I've put thousands of people around the world through that who've quit for 30 days and re-explored their relationship with alcohol.
So, you know, someone might say it's just really simple. Just don't drink for, you know, 30 days and call it a day. But when you're in social circumstances and people are drinking and they're asking you for drink, you need to know what to say or how to act. And is this the kind of things that this program helps you with? Give you those answers, give you those templates?
Yeah, exactly. So every day for 30 days, I'm going to send you a video with a little tip on how you can get through 30 days without alcohol. So, for example, one of the days might say, hello, it's James here. Welcome to day 7 of the challenge. This is what you say when your friends are encouraging you to have a drink tonight. And then it might be like on day 10, it's maybe, hello, it's James here. And this is what you do the moment you walk into a bar. This is the first thing you do that's going to ensure that you don't drink alcohol in the bar tonight. And then another day might be, hey, here are some non-alcoholic drinks that you can have when you're out with friends that look like alcohol but aren't actually alcohol. And then just a whole lot of other things as well, you know, healthy habits and tips around that. And just getting that daily video in your inbox gives you accountability. And then implementing those little tips, which are little tips that I used over my first 30 days and then ultimately over 7 years of not drinking, to really encourage you to, you know, quit alcohol for 30 days. And then after that, you can either go back to drinking. A lot of people do, but they go back at a far reduced rate than what they were beforehand. Some people quit and stay quit. But whether you quit forever or you just, you know, want to take a break, just quit for 30 days, because that's going to really show you and give you a glimpse of what life is like without alcohol. And let me tell you something, it's a hell of a lot better with.
That's really interesting. Is this something that somebody can sign up for on your website whenever, or do you sign up as groups? How does it work?
Yeah, just you can sign up whenever. You go to 30daynoalcoholchallenge.com. You'll also go into a closed Facebook group with 1,000 other people around the world who've either done their challenge or are in the process of doing their challenge. And that way you can get a lot of support and accountability from people. And these are very health conscious people around the world, you know, people who realized that drinking was holding them back. They quit for 30 days and now they're sharing their story. So, you know, change occurs amongst other people. There was a book called Habit by Charles Duhigg, and he said that in order to make real significant change in your life, you have to do it amongst other people. So when you do your challenge, you're not doing it alone. You're doing it with thousands of other people around the world who are supporting you every day.
James, you're just a real change agent, I'd like to say. You mentioned you have a magnesium oil. What else do you have on the horizon? What else are you working on? I know you have other programs. I've seen them. You know, what else can you share with our audience that you got coming up in the near future?
Yeah, well, for the sleep company, we've just launched a sleep supplement, a natural sleep supplement. This is not a prescription pill where you get addicted to it and you wake up feeling groggy. It's all natural products, things like magnesium and vitamin D and L-tryptophan and Pharma GABA and some melatonin and things like that. It's called Better Nights. And if you go to swanicsleep.com, you can check that out. And then we're also coming out with some air diffusers, which you can burn some essential oils, which also induce sleepiness to help you get to sleep. And then we're doing an app as well. We're actually putting together a sleep app. We want to make it the best sleep app in the world, where people can listen to some binaural beats, which help people sleep, and some some nice sounds that can induce sleepiness. I'm just doing some business coaching as well. I have my James Swanick Inner Circle, and I coach people how to build e-commerce businesses, hopefully in the health space. I love it when people build health businesses, because I know it's a passion of yours, Noah.
Yeah.
It's certainly a passion of mine, and my two main businesses are both health companies. I got Swanick Sleep, which is the sleep company, helps people sleep better, and then I got 30-Day No Alcohol Challenge, which helps social drinkers quit alcohol for 30 days and ultimately reduce alcohol. So my James Swanick Inner Circle really coaches people on building their e-commerce businesses around health and helping people live better lives.
Is the best way to people to get in touch with you your website? Is that the best way?
Yeah, if you want to go to jamesswanick.com, I'll spell Swanick because it's a little bit funny. It's actually spelled swanwick.com, even though it's pronounced Swanick. So it's JamesSwanwick. So you can go there if you're interested in my James Swanick Inner Circle coaching program. If you're interested in the sleep, go to swanwicksleep.com. And if you're interested in the 30-Day No Alcohol Challenge, go to 30daynoalcoholchallenge.com.
Great. Any last words, James?
Only if you follow me on Snapchat and Instagram as well. I do little behind-the-scenes kind of clips of my habits that I do in my life. So if you're interested in that, you can follow me there. And, Noah, I just want to thank you as well for having me on the show and for, putting a lot of positivity out into the world in terms of helping people. I think they're the most fun businesses, right, where you can have a podcast and create businesses where you're actually helping people in a genuine way. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, I couldn't agree with you more. For a long time I helped people in my community, and I still do every day. That's what I do in my chiropractic business. But now I'm, this podcast is heard, in like 60 countries around the world, and we have a huge email list, subscriber list, and now we're, helping people globally get healthier. And it's definitely fulfilling, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Well, let's get you on my podcast then. My podcast is the James Swanick Show in iTunes. So when we get off the call here, we'll schedule it, and you can come in and give some educational tips to my audience, Noah.
Absolutely. Would love to. Let's do that. Thanks again, James. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer, your co-host, and you are listening to Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. If you like what you've heard today, please share this with your friends and encourage them to subscribe on iTunes. Leaving a review and rating on iTunes helps us move up the charts and helps more people. Thank you, and as my oldest son Hayden says, be awesome and never unawesome.